The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Maybe I'm the drama. I get accused of many things online. And I've had a lot of introspection about why. I think they don't really get me. I think they think I'm being serious. But the biggest accusation that I get is that I hate the Warriors. Probably because I said that the Warriors weren't probably because I said Steve Kerr was out there trying to load manage Steph when Steph wanted to win games. He's like playing Steph 25 minutes a game last year, being like, "What? Who cares about winning games? Like, I don't know, Steph cares about winning games." Probably because I said James Wiseman was a terrible pick and they would never be able to build around him. Probably because I said they should trade the pick that turned into Kuminga so they can get a better piece to win now. I'm trying to help them. Probably because I said they wouldn't go 9-1 in their first 10, which they ended up squeaking in. Squeak win to a 9-1. Just a squeak. And in fact, because of this, I still have people right now, blue check marks with hundreds of thousands of followers, being like, "Hey, has anyone checked in on that Warriors media and fans are delusional lady yet?" That's a real tweet. Right now. Right now, damn it. Right now, you're up 3-0. Your team's up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. And you're coming at me with that that bullshit. That front-running energy, what? This is why. This right here is why I want bad things for your team. Is you, Alexis Morgan, you. It's not about Alexis. It's about the whole collective of them. And I have to point something out. The truth is, I swear I've said this before, I don't hate the Warriors. I hate Warriors fans. I really like Dre. I really like Clay. I really like Steph. Poole. Love Poole. He's annoying, but I love him. Steve Kerr. Gary Payton II. Nice story. Good kid. Out of Oakland. Undrafted. Stays around. Like, amazing story. Looney. Like Looney a lot. Also, by the way, if anyone says Steph isn't annoying, like, they're lying. He's one of the most annoying players to be against. Like when he does this, oh, you just want to go. Or when he does the little poop like thing that he does, you're just like, let me poop you. Anyway, but deep down, I like them all. I like the players a lot. They're like so many likable players on the team. But because of the fan base, because of the "We are the champions, my friend," blasting out of their speakers when you're in the lottery. They have podcasts called Light Years because they believe they are light years ahead of everyone else. I want to say, sit down, be humble, sit down, fail. Just get used to failure, please. They're just so entitled. And it's like, I just desperately want you to lose because of that. All of that just makes me not say I'm rooting for this team. I'm just like, I just want to see them sad. I just want to see them sad, and I want to see them f*** up another pick, and I want that pick to turn into a one-kneed deer-in-headlights player just like James Wiseman. And it's like not even all the fans. It's a minority of the fans. They're loud and they're obnoxious and they don't go away. And they come out like little, what's that, groundhogs? They come out like little groundhogs when they're up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Like, come at me when it's 0-0. Come at me when you're down in a game. You little, And sometimes because of this vitriol that lives inside of me for this fan base, I say to myself, Trista, this is poison. You're poisoning yourself. What are you doing? Don't give this amount of energy for this fan base. What kind of, aren't you more enlightened than this? Something so stupid and petty and dumb. Like, can't you just breathe? Get on the Headspace app. Chill. There's more to life than this. And then I see the clip from the great Charles Barkley to give me the strength that is required to go to battle with these fans that I need to continue my petty tour. And I let's just play it because it's like, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready. I'm here.
Why do you think the Mavs are the best team?
I don't think they're the best team. I just cannot pick with the Warriors because I hate their fans. Their fans are obnoxious.
I actually like
the players on the team and the coach, but I hate their fans.
So you're just saying that...
I'm pulling for the Mavs.
No, but why do you think they could win, though?
Because I'm just going divine intervention.
Okay.
I just want to see these people suffer.
Okay.
I want to see these losers suck.
Okay.
Let
me throw some video at you, Kenny.
Yes. Okay.
From game one.
I couldn't understand it. I'm just telling you.
I'm pulling for the Mavs because I'm rooting against these Warriors fans.
Because
they're obnoxious and they're a pain in the ass.
Listen. Yes. Come on, Chuck. That's what I'm talking about, Chuck. I needed that. I needed that, like, reality check. I needed to know it's just not me that's annoyed by these people. Like, this is a grown man, played basketball for a very long time, all-time great, and he's like, I don't even have a reason. Fuck them, really, truthfully. I don't think that they can win, but just like, Lord, strike them down. There are others that want to see the Warriors destroyed and dismantled. If there was a way that I could see the Warriors succeed and this fan base to still feel like they failed, I would do that. The Warriors look like they're heading to the finals, and it probably is going to be a sweep, which is gross. Are you okay? You're good? Because not a Steph, not Dre, not Klay, not Poole, the biggest X factor in these playoffs, especially this round. Never thought I would say it. Playoff Wiggins. Playoff Wiggins. One of the most inconsistent, like actually consistently awful in high pressure moments, somehow Andrew Wiggins has arrived. Arrived. It's a sentence I just never even can like really, I never imagined saying it. He's averaging 21-7-4 in this series. 21-7-4 on 46% shooting and 40% from three. And putting clamps down on Luka. I thought he was going to be burnt chicken. And he is D'ing up Luka to the best of his ability. No one can stop him. But guys, he is doing everything and offensively cooking Luka. That dunk, oh my God. Wiggins, as the primary defender on Luka, has been a part of Luka just shooting 44% from the field, committing 12 turnovers in three games, and Luka averaged 11 and 10 rebounds in the first two series. Now he's only getting eight. It's just, he's wearing him down with his length and his bounce and his just, I don't even know what. And the craziest thing is the Wiggins is getting better and better and better every single game. The previous series, he was putting up 15-7-1, putting up 14-7-2 against the Nuggets. Just every series. What is he going to do in the finals? 28-9-5? Like, what the f***? And this all culminated into a disrespectful, emasculating, horrendously rude dunk on Luka Doncic. He poked him in the eye while he dunked. Who pokes someone in the eye while they dunk? Wiggins, it's a new move, never seen it, probably should have been ejected for it, but hey, It's a flagrant, in my opinion. That was a flagrant. But however, seriously, Wiggins is the reason that this offense is so hard to stop. They're just so balanced. Every game in this series that they've had five guys in double figures. And in game three, they had seven guys in double figures. The Warriors somehow knew that Wiggins would be this. I don't know if that's true, but they say it is. They said, Steve Kerr said that the entire reason the Warriors were able to retool their roster and get back to dominance was all about Wiggins. He said this, I think Andrew Wiggins and that trade is the key to all of this. Our whole wing core was wiped out defensively, so the Wiggins trade allowed us to start and rebuild that wing defense. Wiggs has just been so good. He's gotten so much better over the past few years, and he's been the perfect fit next to our guys. I don't know where we'd be without him defensively. With his work against Luka and every other top wings that the Warriors will have to face, he's just been brilliant. So I think that was the move to get us back to having a playoff roster. Wow. Considering how we all collectively, don't lie, if you're listening to this right now and you're saying that you knew that Wiggins was going to be a good piece for the Warriors, just stop lying to yourself. Slap yourself. Because that's not true. I know it's not true. It's pretty telling. Let's be real. We are all undergoing a period of transformation in terms of our opinions about Andrew Wiggins. Two things. If you find a Timberwolves fan that says they were unhappy with the Wiggins trade in real time, that's a lie. They were ecstatic to let him go. They thought D'Lo was going to be the next Dame Lillard. Now they're going to get rid of him. They gave up a pick to get rid of Wiggins. That tells you how valuable they thought Wiggins was. No one was unhappy to see him go. And two, like most people, most media people saw this as a, not just a bad trade for the Warriors, but a catastrophic trade for the Warriors in the moment. Legitimately calling it one of the worst trades ever. And it wasn't a bad take at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you my colleague in this space, Nick Wright.
Wiggins is a bad basketball player. He's owed $95 million over the next 3 years, starting next year. It's unspeakable they did this. People think I dislike the Warriors. There's things they've done that have irritated me. But going into this year, I said I thought they could be the sixth seed. I thought that if Klay came back at the end of the season, they could be dangerous. And that starting next year, we'll see if they can rejuvenate the old Splash Brother 15-16 team and be dangerous. It's over for them now. We will never see Steph in another NBA Finals, ever. They have no path forward.
Well, Nick, let me just say this. I thought the same. And they, maybe that's why they think they're light years ahead of us. Because they saw something we did not see. Because when you're the fourth or fifth option and you're getting open looks, listen, like that's the way I guess it goes. And people hate Nick Wright because he says outlandish things. But like we all thought this in the moment. He just put it on wax. And I put it on wax. So truthfully, like, back to the Wiggins trade. SB Nation, their headline for this trade, Warriors trade for Wiggins, was not about Andrew Wiggins. Really. Because Steve Kerr just said it was only about Wiggins. The Athletic. Both players, D'Lo and Wiggins, are both very poor defensively. They derive any value that they have on the offensive end. And the story there has not been pretty. Holy shit. What a just an insane, like, sentence. Minnesota crushed the Warriors in the Wiggins trade. These are all, like, media sources. We got to have takes in the moment, folks. Like, we can't just say wait and see. If we were just like, wait and see, then what would people really be coming to us for? Like, I got to see. I don't know. Got to see. And, like, Nick Wright, like I said, got killed, but we can all be right in the moment and then be wrong after the fact once we've waited and see. And, like, there was other people saying that the only reason they got Wiggins is so that they could trade for a bigger guy and just have that cap space taken up that you could trade for someone like Giannis or Embiid. That ended up not being true either. Like, Warriors were like, oh, you think we're going to go big? You got f***ing stupid. We're going to stay small. We're doing all the same stuff we were doing. We just want a 6'6 guy with like a 7'2 wingspan that can shoot threes as well and can put up 30 on any given night. Like, you don't want that guy? Okay, we'll take that guy as our fourth option. Cool. Like, cool. And turns out, like, small ball was exactly the thing that worked. Wiggins just needed some time to mesh and develop with the players who have won. I can't even believe I'm saying this. He needed time to mesh. And here now he is, his entire focus on the defensive side. And then, if you get a bucket inside of the offensive flow, which you're going to get a lot of open looks from Steph and Clay and Jordan, hit him. Shoot 8 of them a night. We don't care. And now that's what he's doing. 40% in the playoffs so far. Wiggins chills on the wing for like, that's pretty much what he does. Sits in the corner, back cuts, gets easy layups, dunks on people. That's a good spot for Wiggins. All of the attention is on Steph. So now, like, he gets to be guarded by like the third or fourth worst defender. Of course, Wiggins is going to cook the third or fourth best defender on a team. And he only has to guard the third or fourth best player too. Like, he gets to take Luka, but he doesn't need to, right? Like, you still have guys like Draymond that can do that. You got Clay a little bit. You can kind of do it by committee. I love this fit so much. So if you're someone like AJ Griffin out of Duke, your upside now should be Wiggins. Like, and now that's a crazy thing for me to say, but I want AJ Griffin. Frankly, I'm ready to give up and get Wiggins as a Portland Trailblazer fan. That's where we're at. Nurkic for Wiggins and a pick, make it happen. Like, I'm ready. If AJ Griffin turns into Wiggins in 4 or 5 years, why can't I just have Wiggins right now? Just give me Wiggins right now. Third option, him, Anthony Simons, Dame. He can be the third option. Play defense with Nasir Little. We'll get maybe a center. We'll get DeAndre Ayton. I mean, that's a team. I know I'm delusional, guys. I get it. But listen, that's where I'm at right now. Wiggins has been that good. Ah, there you go. Proof, an entire segment. I don't hate the Warriors. Players, I just only hate the fans. I covet Andrew Wiggins now. Covet him. Like Tyson Beckford. Just covet. Just like putting posters on my wall of Andrew Wiggins now. I like Clay. I like Looney's playing great. Steph is obviously Steph. And we'll see what happens with these Warriors. We're like I said, the Warriors aren't a championship team until they win the championship. So that's where we start. Oh.